Hey everyone, welcome to the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. Do you ever find yourself wondering what your true purpose is? Or maybe what the meaning of life is for you? Well, my name is Joshua Roberts, and I will be your guide, your host, and your friend. The purpose of this podcast is to help you have a spiritual transformation in nature. We will journey together through outings, meditations, and many other topics relating to the outdoors and spiritual transformation and growth. Together, we will find our path to enlightenment. Welcome to the podcast. I love my life. How many of you can say that? And if you can say that, why aren't you? Adam Markell from New Peaks challenged us to wake up every morning and express our gratitude before we put our 2 feet on the floor. And think about all the things that you're grateful for. And then as you put your 2 feet on the floor, saying, I love my life, even if you don't. Because at one point he didn't. And, you know, it's hard sometimes to be grateful, first of all, but then to really love what you have to do every day. But the more you say it, the more you create it. And little by little, you're creating an experience where you will love your life and you will be grateful for all that you have. And you will start to see things from an optimistic standpoint instead of a pessimistic standpoint. You know, it's that whole cup half empty, half full thing. You know, and, you know, Adam Markell is just phenomenal. I really look up to him and what he's done, and I've read his book called Pivot. If you haven't read it, go and get it. A little plug for you, Adam. This book is awesome, and it walks you through step by step on how, if you are not happy doing what you're doing, you need to make a pivot. You need to make a life change. And most of us, the problem is we just don't know where to start. And so I challenge you to pick it up. Get that book. If you want to change something in your life, don't know where to start, don't know what to do, read it. It'll change everything. You know, he has so much good stuff inside of that book. You know, the process on how to pivot, how to recognize, how to do your pattern interrupts, how to do make your changes, how to incorporate personal mantras. Different things that you want to say and create, manifestations, how to realize what you're doing that is bad and make those changes and put together a plan of attack. I believe there's a workbook online even that you can download that goes with that, but it's a great book. Totally recommend it. And, you know, I have a reminder on my phone that goes off at 7 a.m. every morning that says, I love my life. And it reminds me to be grateful for what I have. First of all, start the day off with gratitude because I am alive. I do have 2 feet that I can put on the floor. And, you know, I have a beautiful family. I have a home. I have a roof over my head. I have so, you know, I have income. You know, I have so much to be grateful for. And I live in a beautiful state. I have the mountains right across the street. You know, and I can go and hike and camp and fish and do whatever I want to do. And I'm so grateful for that, you know, and I'm grateful to share this message, and I'm grateful for anybody that's listening, because I feel like if you're listening, you want to make a change, you want to do something different, you want to become better, you want to become stronger, healthier, more spiritual, you want to find peace in your heart, whatever that looks like for you, that's what you want to do, and, you know, it just, it's really not that far away. You just have to start look at things differently and start thinking inside your mind, you know, what do I want to create? What do I want to manifest? You know, Michael Dooley writes a book called Manifesting Change. It was a huge impact on my life. Just take and look at a great little roadmap on how there's no accidents in the universe. The universe has a plan for us, and we choose, and we have our agency to make our own decisions, which, you know, is a direct relation to our outcome. But things are going to happen. We're on track to do certain things, and it's based upon the decisions and the thoughts that we have. And those thoughts become things. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. Those thoughts become things. And so all you have to do is think about, hey, this is what I want. This is really what I want out of life. And this is how I'm going to, and you don't need to worry so much how you're going to get it, but just what you're going to do to move forward to that accomplishment. You know, putting one foot in front of the other, you're just going to keep moving forward and keep progressing, whatever that looks like. And eventually it's going to happen. If you keep your mind focused on what it is that you really want, what that end result is, and let the universe work out all the hows, let the universe put the things in place to guide you and to direct you, and not that it's going to be a smooth sail journey. I mean, sometimes it can be a little rocky, but everything has a reason. Everything has a purpose. Challenge or not challenge. But, you know, you create, your thoughts create whatever outcome you want. And if you're looking at things from a negative perspective, guess what you're going to have in your life? You know, when I think about negative things and I get bummed out about this and that, it creates more negative. And so as soon as I recognize a negative pattern forming, I have to get outside my head. And I have to go outside and think about something positive and start making that change where I can quickly turn it around and start creating something beautiful instead of something ugly. And so I challenge you to think about that. You know, the brain is so powerful. I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts and a bunch of meditations by Deepak Chopra. You know, he's done some stuff with Oprah Winfrey. He did an amazing interview with Tony Robbins on Tony Robbins' podcast. You know, it's only about 34 minutes long. It's really short for as much information as they talk about, but it's an amazing piece of work. And so I would recommend, if you're not already on Tony Robbins' podcast, to check out Tony Robbins' podcast. And he has some great interviews on there, but the one with Deepak Chopra specifically, because he talks about the power of the brain and how the brain can create everything, and on a molecular level through thinking and creating with our mental power and being in tune with the universe, that we can actually heal our bodies on a molecular level. Then he's absolutely right. You know, the brain is so powerful. We're only using this little tiny percentage of it. And when we meditate and tune into the power of the universe and we sync up with that wavelength, that vibration or that energy, whatever you want to call it, we can create massive things. And, you know, it's never on our own timeline. You know, it isn't one, you know, it doesn't happen exactly how we want it. We don't really have control over that. What we have control over is what we think and what we create and then following through. But, you know, if you want it bad enough, it'll happen. Set your mind to it. Read that book, Manifesting Change, Michael Dooley. And, you know, if you want some more spiritual type, in-depth discussion or material on that same subject, read Asking It Is Given by Esther Hicks. And start getting into the Abraham Hicks stuff. I mean, that will really blow your mind. And it's awesome. It's in-depth and it's really puts it out there and explains how you can listen to your emotions, and your emotions will clue you in on whether you're following your manifestation or not, and you know, how easy it is to get off track and what to look for. And, you know, check it out, because it's true, man. The universe wants to give you whatever you want. You just have to move towards it. You don't move away from it. Don't get hung up by details, but just put it out there and move towards it. Deepak Chopra is amazing. You know, his meditations and the materials that he's put out there. And I mean, I've just barely begun to scratch the surface of it. But, you know, definitely get into some of his stuff. And, you know, go to work. You know, you want to be successful in life, and you want to be happy or have joy, or you want to be healthy. You create it. You create your existence. And, you know, I'm creating mine, and I'm trying to create the best existence I can create for myself and my family. And I think I said try, but I'm not trying, I'm doing. I hate that word try, but, you know, read a good book, find out what it is that you need to do, find something that resonates with you and study it, and then act on it. Don't just obtain knowledge, man. Go out and do something. You know, have a great life. You deserve it. You can have it. It's right there at your fingertips. Enjoy every second that you can, you know. And then as soon as you have a negative experience, what's a creative opportunity here? Look for it. Look for the learning. Look for the lesson. And turn it around. Man, say, man, that was great. I'm so glad that happened because I learned this. And as soon as you can do that, it becomes a game and a lot more fun. And, you know, Eric at the Ultimate Leadership Camp, he just laughs as loud as he can at adversity. And so every time there's a problem, I just want to laugh out loud as I can. And I just love him for that because he permanently ingrained that in my subconscious that when there's a challenge, I just want to laugh in his face. So maybe that will be helpful. When there's a big challenge, try to laugh about it, or just laugh about it. And then say, well, what can I learn from this? And how will this help me move towards my dreams? Namaste.